This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ever wanted to leap tall buildings, uphold the law, solve a crime, but just don't have the time?
Go!
Tune in to Joy 94.9, Wednesdays from midday, when Victoria Police gay and lesbian liaison officers
Gabby and Scott
ask for your help in solving crime.
Victoria Police GLOWS, Crime Stoppers, the Anti-Violence Project and Joy 94.9 working together to help make our community safe.
Paul Anthony with you in a special edition of the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officer Show. Please welcome to Joy 94.9. He hasn't been in here for a very long time. Acting Senior Sergeant Scott Davis, welcome.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be back.
Alongside Sergeant Electra Wellens.
Hello.
And someone dear to my heart, she's sitting here as well. Senior Constable Gabby Tyack, welcome.
You're special to me too, Paul.
Yes. Now, we're all here for a very special occasion. Scotty, how long has the show been running for?
I was trying to work that out before and I couldn't remember. Did it run for 3 years? And I'm looking at the other two in the room.
I'll tell
three
you.
3 years? Yeah. Oh, you'll tell me you've got that information?
I do that information.
Then why did you ask me the question?
I'm going for four.
Four?
I was about to say, I think 2009 would make it, what, four?
Maybe.
And while we're off topic, can we just correct a problem there for our listeners? It's not Wednesday. Please don't panic. It's not Wednesday.
Is that what they're saying?
I know the intro says that it's the GLOW show on Wednesday. Today's Thursday. You haven't gone back in a time warp or anything like that.
No, someone who hasn't gone back in a time warp and he's been in the job for not that long and he's been in the Joy 94.9 for about three or four times now. Please welcome our very special guest to Joy 94.9, Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Ken Lay.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks for the welcome.
You thought you weren't going to get a word in there, didn't you?
Well, I feel very well protected with all those blue shirts around me, Paul.
And yes.
We feel very safe, don't we?
Yes, we saw a few people exit the building. No.
Yes. That's right.
I'm just kidding. Thank you very much for coming in.
No, that's fine.
You're here to discuss an award that was given to us, which we'll get to shortly. But Scotty, we thought we'd just recap on how the GLOW show came about and why it existed. So I'll take you back to 2007 when I approached you and said, Scotty.
Was it 2007? It was after, what's his name? Corey did that party. What was his name?
Corey Worthington.
We shouldn't give him any more publicity than he actually has ever got. So, but you wanted me to come on and talk about that, and I'm like, no, let's not do that. So we spoke about other things.
Here we are talking about it, aren't we?
That's right.
So then I had this great idea. I thought, why don't you come on each week, talk about stuff, talk about the police, have the gay and lesbian liaison officers, and Scotty looked at me and he just said no. 2 years later, though, in 2009, Jo Baird from Crime Stoppers approached you.
She did, and she said, Scotty, I've got this really good idea where I'd like to get Crime Stoppers out to the GLBTI community. And I said to her, Jo, I've got the perfect vehicle for it. And it stopped Paul Anthony pestering me.
For 2 years.
He did, because it was just about every Thursday he'd give me a phone call. Are you coming in this week? No. Are you coming in this week? No. My concern was that perhaps there wasn't enough for us to be able to talk about. Hmm. And bringing Crime Stoppers on board gave us a reason to be in the station in the first place, and then we could talk about other things on top of that. And that sort of, it went from a little 5-minute segment to a 15-minute segment that then blew out to an hour one day. And I think one day we were still here 2 hours later and you couldn't get rid of us. Hmm. And then you said, you know what, I think we need to create our own show.
Yes. And then we came and we had the police media right on our back, making sure that we're doing everything right. So I'm assuming that we pleased them, because otherwise we wouldn't be here today.
They're in the room again today, making sure we're doing it right.
Yes. Yeah, they heard Paul Anthony was going to be on, so they thought we'd better go in. Gabby, you came on board as well. Let's talk about the interaction of what we had from the community about hearing that the GLOW show was on air.
Well, it's really interesting because you never know how many people are listening, and it's hard to gauge what the feedback is or how they're receiving the show. And I remember probably a year into the show, the following Midsummer Carnival Day, I was wandering down through the stalls and people came up to me going, are you Gabby from the radio? Are you Gabby from Paul's show? I'm thinking, well, yeah, I guess I am. So obviously people were listening and receiving it well, and that was an amazing experience.
And we had some wonderful people that we got on an interview during the time. I think probably one of the best interviews other than Mr. Lay, when he was on with us, was, oh no, his name has escaped me. Ah, help me out here. From prosecutions, he's an inspector there now.
John? I know exactly Thank who you. You mean. Mark Keane.
Mark Keane.
Mark spoke about his experiences being an openly gay police person in Victoria Police and what it was like in the late 80s and the 90s and how much things had moved forward from, you know, into the 2000s. And I think that's still available as a podcast too, people, if you want to get online and try and find it, because it was a wonderful interview. He really spoke about what it was like to come out in a very macho organisation, and he did it really successfully.
Can you remember that era?
Yeah, I can. I can, Paul, and I'm older than most in this room, so I can remember a time when gay people weren't accepted at all that well in our organisation. I'm pleased to say we've come some way to be far more inclusive, and I must say it makes us a far better organisation. And there are people now in our community from the very lowest ranks to the very highest ranks that are very proud of their sexuality, and it does. It makes us a better organisation.
Electra, you came on board as well during all the time.
I did. You've got too much choice here to ask questions, I think. That's what the problem is. Yeah, and that was the legacy of the work that Melinda and then Scott and then myself and Gabby, of course, and all our other GLOWs that are out there that come in and actually participate in the program, put their name out there, that they're available as contacts. And we started to really generate the reason around Crime Stoppers, that link, going back to that, the importance of underreporting and realising the barriers within community exist. And Crime Stoppers gave us that platform to highlight that crimes are important across all communities to take action and take responsibility of creating safer areas, and really look out for something. If you see something, say something. All those little verbs that came about. Mm. And proudly now that we've really generated some great relationships, such as campaigns such as No to Homophobia that we run every year. So that we're really going somewhere. And I think that's the important thing, that we're more visible. There's links, someone will know us, or, you know, we get a phone call from a victim or someone seeking guidance, and that's where the same thing from Midsummer. Yeah. Oh, are you such and such from, or do you know Scott, or do you know, and we get that connect, or someone else. So that's really important, is that networking of understanding there is someone always available.
Mm. Each year we had the community involvement thing. Remember that? I can't remember what it's called.
Community Safety Month?
It was Community Safety Month.
Community Safety Month.
And we did an outside broadcast actually from the Victoria Police Centre in the first year, and Simon Overland was the Chief Commissioner at the time, and he came on and spent some time with us. And then we did it again the next year from down at Docklands. We did an outside broadcast from down there as part of Community Safety Month. Can I just remind you also that perhaps the slogan, if you see something, say something, might have actually come from this show. And I think it was you, Paul, pushing us to come up with a bit of a slogan. And Peter Sprott, who was the CEO of Crime Stoppers at the time, was in the studio, and he really liked it and wrote it down. And I think they started using it more readily after that. So you can probably claim credit for that.
We could. The other thing he used to say was, we don't have to know who you are, just who they are.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that was another one of his little things. I miss Sprotty.
He was good, wasn't he?
He was good. Ken, there's an award that was given to the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, but before we talk about that, a question that I always get when I start gloating about the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers, and people go, what's that? And I say, well, you know, officers to help gay people and so forth. One of the questions I get is, why do we need something like the Gay and Lesbian Liaison Officers for a group that's just a minority group?
Look, Paul, I think probably in a perfect world we may not need them, but I understand, and the organisation understands, that there are people of the GLBTI community often feel more comfortable speaking to people that have a very, very, very deep understanding of the community, and often that's their entry point into Victoria Police, and they feel much more comfortable doing that. So I hear on a regular basis just how well regarded and how well accepted they are. The other piece is they play a very big part in our organisation, in increasing understanding in our organisation. So you'll see we'll have a number of groups across multicultural groups, Indigenous groups and the like, that just help us in the community engagement area. So at the moment they're very, very important to us, and I suspect you get an understanding just how important they are to the GLBTI community.
Yeah, there's that, but I did should also learn by doing this show that the GLOWs weren't the only liaison officers. Like you said, youth, there's Indigenous, there's the multicultural.
And look, Paul, it's from time to time, one of these people around me will get a phone call, come up and help the Chief Commissioner think through this. And a little while ago, Electra said, get upstairs, Electra, you helped, need to help me think through this issue. So it's enormously helpful for me to understand some things that I don't understand as well as I should.
Mm, where's my phone call?
keep waiting, Paul.
Can I just add to that? One of the things that we do at the Academy in the training that we do out there is we talk about equality is not about treating everyone the same. Equality is about ensuring that there's an equal outcome at the end of the interaction. And so this is why GLOWs exist. Mm. It ensures that at the end of any interaction with Victoria Police that there is an equal outcome before the justice system and the law. And that's why GLOWs exist.
Yeah. That's a very nice way of putting it.
Let's talk about the award that we got. Crime Stoppers, each year, they give out an award to a group. Explain the award to me.
Paul, so it was on June the 20th and the Crime Stoppers had their annual awards. And every year they make an award to a group or an individual that has helped increase understanding of particular groups, but also interacting with Crime Stoppers and helping the level of reporting of a particular crime to be increased. So I was really, really pleased this year. I found out a couple of days before the award, and I'm not sure if the guys knew they were going to be getting it or not. You didn't?
No, we didn't have any clue at all.
Yeah. But it was lovely to see the guys there, and you too, Paul, and I did notice you muscling in on the photos when they were being taken. But it was a really nice recognition of some quite very special work that this group do. And as you know, over the years we've had some difficulties getting the reporting up from GLBTI communities for a whole host of issues. We need these reports to ensure that we understand the issues and can address them, and that was recognition of the team's work.
How important is the award?
Look, I think it's enormously important. You know, there were some internal communications done around it as well. So, it's recognition of some really good work. Not only does it show to our people that they're well respected and their work's well regarded, but it also says to the broader community and the broader organisation that, hey, these guys have done a great job.
Gabby and Electra and Scott, what does it mean for you to have this award?
Incredibly proud, and I guess that's what I said on the night, is to be a part of a team, be of something that really does make a difference, is something that's very humbling, but also makes you incredibly proud to work for an organisation that appreciates that, and it's acknowledged not just within our own organisation but externally as well through partnerships. And I guess that's one of the things that we have, like a certificate of appreciation from Crime Stoppers, that we're grateful. Without this platform, without this connect with Crime Stoppers and Joy, this wouldn't happen. And Crime Stoppers actually would like to give you a certificate of appreciation for your outstanding contribution to Crime Stoppers as well. And they've got a little award here that people can't see, but that's what it's actually about. It's about a team. And I think that's the important thing, is without any of those links, this wouldn't have happened. And that's what the important part, like Scott said right at the start, it's about those links coming together to serve a foundation that actually can achieve and have some great outcomes.
Can I also say that within Victoria Police, when we look at the history of Victoria Police and we talk about probably the most well-regarded and well-remembered Chief Commissioner, and your current Ken, so that'll come in the future for you, but when we look back, Mick Miller is the person that everybody says that was the pinnacle of policing in regards to a Chief Commissioner. And so when I receive an award like that and I show other police, they look at it as it's got, real gravitas, because it does refer to Mick Miller, who does have that importance within the organisation.
Gabby?
But I have a question, Chief. I heard a rumour.
Can I have a pay rise? You better be it doesn't work like
fine.
That.
Are you going to be careful here, Gabby?
I heard a rumour that when you meet with the media unit about upcoming radio spots,
yes,
that you often ask, when am
am I next on Joy? I want to go on Joy.
I do. I do, because Paul's always very pleasant to me. And the other guys often aren't. So no, I think this is my fourth trip in, actually. Yeah. So, yeah, it's always good to be here, and it's always good to be here with you guys. So,
I just wanted to clear that up.
Okay. So I look forward to the next invite.
Well, Paul, what we'll need is another function when I'm at somewhere, and then I'll have to railroad you into coming in again.
But there is one condition, that I can play my song.
All right,
and that's really important too, because that was something every time I would bump into Mr. Lay, that he would actually say, Electra, what's going on? What's going on? Why aren't I on Joy? What's going on? So, but it just goes to show you the diary that Mr. Lay actually has, that when we had the award, that's our last conversation. Yeah. When's it going to happen? And it took until now to actually work out between all of us to actually get this slot. So it just goes to show you the commitments, let alone the ones that emerge and come up on a daily basis as well.
We have to thank the media department too for letting them let Ken come
just
into.
Just before you go, Ken, and I mean this sincerely, and it's not sucking up, on the night of the award, you came up to us about three occasions, and you said to us you're really proud.
Yeah.
And it was a really genuine comment, and I could tell.
Yeah.
And I got some tears in my eyes, because I find that really gratifying to come from the Chief Commissioner. Mm. So I greatly appreciate the fact that you did that. Mm. I also greatly appreciate the support that you've shown to us as gay and lesbian liaison officers and GLBTI within the workforce and within the community.
Yeah.
And I mean that genuinely, because it's not always apparent from your senior managers. And and I think that from my perspective, you're doing a really good job of getting it right.
Thanks, Scott. And I do need to make the point that you guys have done an enormous effort in educating the community and a broader organisation, and that's made people safer.
Thank you.
So all power to you, but the job's not done, so keep working hard.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for your time today.
You're on Joy 94.9.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app now at joy.org.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.